Okay, we're beginning here on the bottom of Hey Amud Bet, three lines from the bottom. The Gemara here is discussing the machlaka between Rav Matna and Bar Poda. Rav Matna, who believes that Stam Nezirut is 30 days, and Bar Poda, who believes that Stam Nezirut is 29 days. The Gemara, in questioning their positions, is really focused on a Mishnah on Daf Tet Zayin. It's the beginning of the third parak. That Mishnah on Daf Tet Zayin is a very long Mishnah, and piece by piece, the Gemara keeps bringing pieces of that Mishnah to both question or prove either of the two positions. So now we're up to the next section of that Mishnah, which is Tanan. Mishnah Zar Bet Nizirut. Person took two Nidrei Nizirut. Either he said Hareni Nazir, or if he said Hareni Nazir Bet Pamim, whatever he said, now he has two sequential Nidrei Nizirut. Megaleach et arishuna yom lamed ve'echad. The first one completes after 30 days, and then he brings his korbanot on the 31st day and shaves his hair. Vashneya liyom shishim ve'echad. And the second one ends on the 61st day. So here again, bishlama, the Rav Matna nechom. According to Rav Matna, this works well, because the first nizirut terminates at 30 days, and there on the 31st day, he's bringing his korbanot, and he's being misayim, the first nizirut. The second nizirut is also 30 days, although you also get, which we'll see in a second, the ability to start your second nizirut on the 31st day. Since you completed your first nizirut, the second one then kicks in halfway, call it through that 31st day. So now if you count 30 days, you'll be ending on day 60. And that's why on day 61, he's bringing his korbanot for the second nizirut. But in both instances, you have a nizirut that has a duration of 30 days. El Bar Poda kasho. But for a Bar Poda, that's problematic. Again, the Mishonim ask it from different perspectives, but the truth is that both of these are an issue for him. Both the first neder nizirut, which ends up being shaving on the 31st day. According to Bar Poda, you were done at 29. You should be bringing your korbanot and shaving on day 30. And subsequent to that also, you would say the same thing with regards to the second neder nizirut, whether it should be on day 59 or day 60, you should also be completing the second neder nizirut much earlier. So Amar Lecha Bar Poda. Bar Poda is going to answer you. Ema Seifa. Look at the next line in that Mishnah. Vim gileach et harishuna liyom shloshim. If he cut his hair for the first one on day 30, migaleach et hashniya liyom shishim. Then he could do the second one on day 60. So now over here, again, similar to the first part of the Mishnah, where, yes, the proper way to do it is to count the full 30 days, then cut one's hair and bring the korbanot on day 31, and then begin the count of the second one. Yet, the Mishnah says that if one does cut his hair on day 30, then it works. And that is sufficient grounds for him to finish up his first nizirut and begin the second neder nizirut. So Bar Poda says, you know why? Because 29 days is an ikar neder nizirut. And since it's 29 days, when you do it on the 30th day, you're just fine. So now we have the problem again. El Seifa Misayile. The Seifa supports Bar Poda's contention. Reisha. What are you going to do with the Reisha? So again here, whether the Girsa is Bi'omer or Ki'omer Shleimim, or he actually said Shleimim, it's a case where we deem the first nether, either where he explicitly said that he was taking a nether for 30 days, and therefore, according to Bar Poda, you have to wait the full 30 days, because when you say Shloshim Yom, or you say Shloshim Yom Shleimim, either one of those indicates that you want to do a full 30 days. If that's the case, we're not dealing with Stam Nizirut. Or, even if you want to say that we're dealing with Stam Nizirut, which according to Bar Poda is 29 days, nevertheless, he added, instituted Midrabanan, that there'd be an extra day to the Nizirut, which again we saw in yesterday's daf, the idea that normally the duration that people count is a round number of 30 days, and most people associate the month of Nizirut with 30 days. And therefore, the Midrabanan, we add on an additional day at the end. So even Bar Poda agrees that l'chatchila, you should keep 30 days and then take care of it on the 31st day with the korbanot and the tiglachat. But if you don't, you're yotze, because here the Rabbanan didn't uphold their position to have you do a whole nether nizirut again if you went to the level de'oraita. The Tosafot asks a very basic question over here. And the Rosh raises it as well, which is the Gemara just brought a question from the Mishnah again on Tetzayin and answered it exactly the same way that it answered the first series of questions. The first part of that Mishnah says that if you have a Nizirut, a normal Nizirut is 30 days, and then you shave your hair, bring your Korbanot on day 31. If you did it on day 30, then you are okay. So again, over there, the Gemara says, okay, it works well for Bar Poda and the Seifa. What about the Reisha? And the Reisha, the answer of the Gemara there was, Keomer, Beomer, Shlemim. Same answer that we gave here. Here, the only difference is that he has two Nidre and Nizirut back to back. And again, the question arises on Bar Poda. Why do you have to do it on day 31 and day 61? Why aren't you doing it on day 30 and 60? The answer is you do. If you do it on day 30 and 60, you're fine. So why does it say 31-61? Because Nimzukomer Shlemim, which is basically the same answer that they gave for the first part of the Mishnah. So Tosafot says that that is the style of the Gemara. Even though we asked the same or similar question about on the Reisha, Kihai, because Shani Le Midrabanan Gazru, then that where was Gzeira Drabanan Chatchila Tzrich Le Galeach Vilom Lamed Vechad on day 31. What's the Gemara asking the exact same question again, and then repeating the exact same answer? It says, Derech Hashas Kain. That's the way that the Gemara looks. Lakshot Kain Kushya Rishona. Letarzo Kain Teretz Rishon. That the Gemara will ask the same question from a different part of the Mishnah, and give the exact same answer as it gave before. Ubilvat, Shishmeinu Ktsat Chidush. It has to teach us something new. Something, just a drop new, a little new. Mashlosh manu mireisha that we didn't hear before. V'hachanami ika ktsat chidush. There is a ktsat chidush b'seifa v'bar podo sheim bereisha. Something we would not know from the reisha. K'denafkalan dekaman b'maskana deteirutza that we'll learn or we'll see later on in the answer of the gemara over here, which is the meshmenu the mikzat hayom kekulo l'bar podo b'tchilat hanizirut k'adam shemekabel alav nizirut b'chatzi yom. Even though it's not obvious, that the Gemara is sumeich on this idea, which is that we know, and this is integral to Bar Podo's position, that he does not hold that Mikzat Hayom Kikulo. Because if he held Mikzat Hayom Kikulo, then the Seifa would not be a proof to him, which we're going to see in 1 second. For Rav Matno, the Seifa, why do you get away with shaving and bringing your korbanot on day 30? So Rav Matna says, no problem. Mikzat Hayom Kikulo. So therefore you finish day 30 technically, and that's why you can bring your korbanot on that day. Now, Chatchila, you should wait out the 30th day and then bring it on the 31st day. But Mikzat Hayom Kikulo allows you, Bidiavad, to do it on day 30. Bar Poda, if he subscribed to Mikzat Hayom Kikulo, then he would have no proof to his position. He obviously holds, that's what the Gemara says, that there is no Mikzat Hayom Kikulo. Therefore, when you shave and you bring your korbanot on day 30, that's evidence of the fact that Nizirut is only 29 days. So that's Bar Poda's position, that we don't say Mikzat Hayom Kikulo. But what Tosafot points out is that's only true at the end of your Neder Nizirut. When you are completing your Nizirut, you must finish the complete day at the end, otherwise it doesn't count towards your Nizirut, according to Bar Poda. Of course, according to Rav Matna, it does work. But Tosafot says, we learn out of this second question of the Gemara, and answer of the Gemara is an undercurrent that is not explicitly said, but comes out of the Mishnah, which is, Bar Poda believes that you do invoke Mikzat Hayom Kikulo in the beginning of your Neder Nizirut. For instance, if a person takes a Neder Nizirut in the middle of the day, then he keeps Nizirut for the remainder of that day. That day will count as the first day of his Neder Nizirut. So just like that's true when a person takes a Neder Nizirut to start with, that's also true when you take back-to-back Nidre Nizirut. So therefore, according to Rav Matno, according to Bar Poda, when in the two sequential Nidre Nizirut, if you go ahead and count 29 days, and then on the 30th day, you bring your korban and do your tiglachat, which according to Bar Poda is the ikar din midoraita, without the institution derabanan, or without saying shlemim, or whatever reason that he thinks you should wait till day 31 in a normal instance. Over here, the person followed the din doraita, which is 29 full days, and now he's shaving and bringing his korbanot on day 30. When does his second nizirut begin? Does he then have to wait till day 31 to begin his second Nizirut? Or halfway through the day on day 30 does the second Nizirut begin? What Tosafot says is that halfway through the day, on day 30, his second Nizirut begins. It's Miksatei Yom Kikulo. Tosafot says, Bar Podo believes Miksatei Yom Kikulo works in the beginning of your Nizirut, because it's similar to a person who took a Neder Nizirut in the middle of the day. Just like it works over there, so too it'll work in the case here, where he has back-to-back Nidrei Nizirut. As soon as you terminate the first one, the second one comes and is Chal. And again, logically, it would make sense over here that you would not have that institution, Derabanan. In a case where you have no competition for the subsequent days, then it makes sense that the Chachamim institute an extra day in order to worry about this rounding error or whatever the reason is that they institute it, and you wait till day 31. On the other hand, when it comes to a situation when you have back-to-back Nidrei Nizirut, over there, the impetus for putting in whatever that institution of the Chachamim is to add on a day comes at the expense of starting the second Neder Nizirut. So, when there's that mitigating factor, we're not going to wait the extra day. We're going to tell you, you know what? If you do it on day 30, let's get the second one in place already. Let's get the second Neder Nizirut going. Because if you wait longer on the first Nizirut, you're actually postponing the second Nizirut. And therefore, there is actually reason to believe that over here, the Chachamim did not force the second day. So now, then what you have is, according to Bar Podo, you have 29 days of full Nizirut. Day 30, you now bring your korbanot, cut your hair, like the din d'oraita. And now you begin your second Neder Nizirut. Now, technically, if you begin your second Neder Nizirut, according to Bar Podo, then you should finish 29 days later. Which means that if you had 29 and then 29 days, you should finish on day 58 and bring your korbanot on day 59. But Bar Podo agrees that in the second Nizirut, even though you started it early because you terminated the first one early, the second one is still subject to that takanat chachamim, and you'd have to wait 31 days, meaning 30 days plus the one day at the end. But it's 30 days start on the day you completed the first one, which is on day 30. So now what you have, according to Bar Podo, there's 29 days of Nizirut, Korban Tiklachat on day 30. Halfway through day 30, you begin your second Nizirut. Now, technically, 29 days is enough, so you should finish at day 58. But because of the institution of Chachamim, you wait 30 days, so you finish on day 59. And therefore, you bring your Korbanot on day 60. And so Tosafot says that even though it's not explicit, but if you read the Seif of the Mishnah, it's clear that Bar Podo is saying that you get Miksatei Yom Kikulo at the start of Nizirut, and that's the Chiddush of the second piece of the Gemara, and why the Gemara asks the same exact questions and the same answers, but teaches you that one extra item that makes it Tayom Kikulo. Then the Gemara says, Ulurab Matno Kasha Seifa. Alright, so now we started out with a problem for Bar Podo, now we have Rab Matno. Rab Matno, the Seifa is problematic, because why in the Seifa are you allowed to terminate your Nizirut at the point of 30 days, and not have to wait till the 31st day? So, Melchor Rav Matna, Kediktani Seifa, Yom Shloshim Ole Lekan Ulekan. We say that the 30th day counts from both directions. Mahi, what's the Chiddush of that? Miksat Ayom Kikulo. The Miksat Ayom Kikulo works. Same answer that we gave again in the first half of the Mishnah. In the first half of the Mishnah said, you have to keep Nizirut 30 days, bring your korbanot on day 31. If you brought your korbanot on day 30, it's okay. Why is it okay according to Rav Matna? Miksatayom, kikulom. Now he says the same thing over here. How does it work if the guy brings his korbanot on day 30? So then it counts towards day 30 of his first Nizirut, day 1 of his next Nizirut. And again, we're invoking Miksatei Yom Kikulo, and that's why it works in the Seifa. The Gemara says, Ha'amra Chadazimna. Here the Gemara asks explicitly, you're giving me the same answer you gave me for the Reisha. Why do I need two parts of the Mishnah to teach me the exact same din that Miksatei Yom Kikulo for Rav Matna? You taught me that in the first part of the Mishnah, when you do it on day 30 and stay 31, Bidiyavad Yotzei because of Miksatei Yom Kikulo. So now you're telling me that when you have two Nidrei Nizirut in a row, if on the first one you ended on day 30 and stayed day 31, Bidiyavad Yotzei, why? Miksatei Yom Kikulo. You're telling me the exact same information twice. What's the Chiddush here? Ma'u Detainma Hani Milili Inyan Chada Nizirut. That we only invoke the principle of Miksatei Yom Kikulo with regards to one Neder Nizirut. Aval b'shtei nizirot, lo. But for two nizirot, we would not say that, k'mashman, that we do say it. So here there's also a chiddush for Rav Matna. Because in the ratio of the Mishnah, when you said 30 days is your nizirot, 31, you bring your korbanot and do your tiglachat, b'diavad, if you did them on day 30, we say it works because of miksat ayom kekulo. In the Sefer, you're telling me that same information, that if you did it on day 30, b'diavad, miksat ayom kekulo, and therefore, you completed in Nizirut. Same exact information. What's new here is then we allow you to begin your second Nizirut on that same day. That means that you're invoking Mitzvah Yom Kekulo to make it as if this day is equivalent to 2 days. And that is a big chiddush. Because you might invoke Mitzvah Yom Kekulo to say that 1 day counts as if you finished the day. And that's it, fine. That might be, again, according to Bar Poda, even in the beginning, and Ramad in the beginning, according to Ramad at the end, you would say Mitzvah Yom Kekulo as if you finish. But then to go and invoke Mitzvah Yom Kekulo twice on the same day, to say not only is it the end of your first Nizirut, and it counts as day 30 for your first Nizirut, also counts as day 1 for your second Nizirut. That's a big chiddush that we allow you to do this. Now, in this whole sugya, I mentioned before that within Mitzvah Yom Kekulo, there is a chakira as to how you view Mitzvah Yom Kekulo. Do is their view, Mitzvah Yom Kekulo means that when you've done a portion of the day, it's as if you finished the entire day, and now you're done. You're over. Whatever remains of that day is a new day, and there's no reason for you to do anything with regards to whatever was transpiring. Or do we say Mitzvah Yom Kekulo is a heter or a tour that you can invoke, but that doesn't mean that you shouldn't be, or you can't keep the remainder of the day in that state. Throughout this Gemara, the Gemara says, Mitzvah Yom Kekulo is only b'diavad, that we invoke it. L'chatchila, you should keep the full day. You should keep the whole 30th day, and then bring your korbanot on day 31. Mitzvah Yom Kekulo says that if b'diavad, you brought it on day 30, we're going to say you closed out your nizirut, because Mitzvah Yom Kekulo. But when you say Mitzvah Yom Kekulo, that's only if you exercise that right to do it. But if you don't, we prefer that you keep the whole day. And therefore, Mitzvah Yom Kekulo is not like the whole day is gone. It says, if you want to say and utilize that, yes. But otherwise, Mitzvah Yom Kekulo, we say, keep the whole day and do it. Don't do Mitzvah Yom Kekulo. Here is the only instance where, in this sugya, it seems like the Gemara believes here that Mitzvah Yom Kekulo works in such a fashion that it's as if the whole day is done. And that is that as you end the first Nizirut, when we say Mitzvah Yom Kekulo, over there we say that it's Kiyom Kulo, it's as if you finished day 30, and then we allow you to start the next Nizirut, because it's as if you wiped out the first Nizirut, and now the second Nizirut comes into place and to play as if you finished day 30 completely for the first Nizirut, and now this is like day 31 almost, midway through day 30, then we now allow you to start the second Neder Nizirut. We don't say, okay, this day still really belongs to 30, but you used up Mitzvah Yom Kekulo, so it allows you to bring the Korbanot, but it's still part of day 30. Now we say Mitzvah Yom Kekulo means literally, it's like the whole day 30 is done, and now you can start your second Neder Nizirut. So here is the only place really in the sugya where the Gemara views Mitzvah Yom Kekulo in that way or that version, that as if the day is gone and completely done, as if you did day 30 completely, and now you're starting a new day, and that's why you can now invoke Mitzvah Yom Kekulo to start the second Neder Nizirut. So now the Gemara continues to ask, Tznan, that Mishnah in Tetzayin continues again, Im Gileach Yom Shishim Chaser Echad Yetza. If he ends up doing it on the 59th day, it works. Because the day 30, it counts as a day. So this is what we said before, that according to Bar Poda, so the way that it works, according to Bar Poda, day first 29 days is your Nizirut. Day 30, you bring your Korbanot and you do your Tiglachat. So now, that's not the Chatchila, because the Rabbanan said wait an extra day. But Midoraita, you've done exactly what you were supposed to do. Then, midway through that day, you start your second Nizirut. 29 more days. So now you have 29 plus 29 brings you to day 58. Day 58 is the completion of the second Nizirut. Day 59, Midoraita, you can bring your Korbanot and do your Tiklachat. The Chachamim said, don't do that. Wait the extra day because you're supposed to wait 30 days. But what the Mishnah says is, if the guy goes ahead and then on day 59 goes ahead and brings his Korbanot and does his Tiklachat, he's Yotzei, both of his Nidrei Nizirut. He basically did 29 days for the first one, brought his korbanot to Glachan on day 30, starts on that day 30 at the bottom of the day. We said Bar Pada agrees you can start halfway through the day. Another 29 days, he finishes on day 58, full 29 days, and then he brings his korbanot on day 59. So that's exactly what the Mishnah says over here. In Gileach Yom Shishim Chaser Achad Yatsa. Shiyom Shloshim Ololo Min HaMinyan. So now, according to Rav Matno, the line in the Mishnah here that says this is supporting his previous statement in the Mishnah, which is his Chiddush. His Chiddush is that Yom Shloshim Ololo Dekan Odekan. From there, he taught us that you can use Mixat Yom Kukulo on the same day twice. Meaning that you can use it to finish up your first Nizirut and also to begin your second Neder Nizirut. So for him, this line in the Mishnah is supporting his position with regards to the previous line in the Mishnah, which is why when he shaves his head and brings his korbanot on day 30, does he then terminate the second Nizirut on day 60? That's explained by the next line in the Mishnah, which is because day 30, Ole Lekan Ulekan, it counts for both days. According to Bar Poldo, what is the necessity for this latter part of the Mishnah? You've taught us already that a normal Neder Nizirut is 29 days. The Chachamim instituted an extra day. If a person cuts off that extra day and brings his korbanot, does it tiklacha Nizirutzei? So you taught me that about the first Neder Nizirut, and now you taught me that about the second Neder Nizirut. What extra information are you giving me here by telling me that on day 59 he can terminate his second Neder Nizirut? You've not taught me any new information that I didn't know from all the other previous cases in the Mishnah. Again, from Rav Matno, this is the proof that we say, Ole Lekan Ole Lekan, that Mixas Yom Kukul applies on the same day and makes it into as if it's two different days. So this information is important because it supports what he says in the previous piece of the Mishnah. But for Bar Pada, all this information is clearly evident from everything we've seen until now. The fact that you start your second count on the day of Mixas Yom Kukul, that's already proven by the previous statement in the Mishnah. The fact that 29 days is the Iker Nizirut, that's also proven by the first and second cases in the Mishnah. So now, what do I need this extra information for over here? So the Gemara says, Bishlam Ola Rav Matna Necho. So according to Rav Matna, that makes sense because this supports his contention that we say Mixat Yom Kukulo counts on the same day. You can make it into 2 days. Elo Bar Poldo Lomali. Why do you need this? Amar Shloshim Chaser Achad. He already told us that 29 days is Iker Nizirut. So now you tell me that two Nidre Nizirut in a row, 29 days is works for the first one and for the second one. That doesn't add any information for us. So Amar Lecha, Ananami Ahasamche. Bar Pada says, this is my proof. This is my proof that Neder Nizirut is 29 days. Now the truth is, this only works if you don't hold up Mixat Hayom Kekulo at the end of a Neder Nizirut. But he shows you is the fact that the Tana over here says that you can end up at the day 59 is because he thinks that day Shloshim is Ole Lekan Ole Lekan. What does that mean, Ole Lekan Ole Lekan? Day Shloshim is the termination, the end of the previous Nizirut, not in counting Nizirut, but in bringing your Korbanot and doing your Tiglachat. That shows you, if you don't hold the Mix of the Yom Kukul at the end, that shows you that you only needed 29 days. And that's why you're allowed to begin the second Neder Nizirut on day 30. Why is it Ole Lekan Ole Lekan? Because the first Nizirut ended on day 29. From the first half of the Mishnah, you could have argued that the whole reason that you're doing day 30, if you bring your korbanot on day 30, and it all works, is either because Mixat Yom Kukulo, or because even if you do it on day 30, if you finish up the day and you brought your korbanot early on the day, it works. So that may be the reason. Earlier in the Mishnah, you could have said that Bar Pada wouldn't have any proof. You could have said that Tana believes that 30 days is the real number. So why when you bring your korbanot and do your tiglachat on day 30 does it work? Because that's the last day of your nizirut. It's just like, let's say a zav or a zava goes to the mikveh on their day 7 of their tumah. And then they finish out the day. But they went to the mikvah earlier in the day. But that's okay, because they just did it on the 7th day. That's okay. So to over here, on day 30th, maybe it's okay to bring the korbanot and do your tiglachat, because it's the last day of your nizirut. You just clear out the last day. Over here, what you prove is that's not the case. What you prove from here is that fact that you can start the second nizirut on day 30 shows you it does not belong to the first nizirut at all. And that means that the first nizirut was 29 days. Korbanot Tiglachat, day 30. Now, why can you start in the second negative zirut? Because the first one is completely done on day 29. And that's what Bar Poda says. That's my proof from the Mishnah that you only require 29 days. Because otherwise, you wouldn't be able to begin. You wouldn't be able to say Yom Shoshim Olel Kan Olel Kan because he doesn't subscribe to Mixa De Yom Kikulo. If that's the case, this is his proof. This is the banner for the fact that 29 days suffices for a Neder Nizirut. And that's why this last piece of the Mishnah is brought, even though technically all the information in it is known before, but this piece of information makes it clear that the reason that the 30th day you can bring your Korbanot and you can do your Tiglachat is because your Zirut ended in the first 29 days. And that's why that day 30 can also begin the second Neder Nizirut, because it has nothing to do with the first Neder Nizirut. Tanan, Mishnah continues. Mishamar Harini Nazir, the person who makes himself into Nazir, Nitma Yom Shloshim. He becomes Tamei on the 30th day of his Nizirut, Soter Et HaKol. That undermines his whole Nizirut, and he must begin again. Pishlam Ola Rav Matna Necha. According to Rav Matna, this makes a lot of sense. El Bar Poda Kasha. For Bar Poda, this is problematic. Let's talk about what the Gemara says, and then we'll ask your question. Which is, the Gemara says here, according to Rav Matna, this makes sense, because day 30 is part of your Nizirut. And therefore, if you become Tamei on the last day of your Nizirut, you didn't make it to the end. You didn't cross the finish line. Since you didn't cross the finish line, therefore, you got to start your Nizirut over. Your question, doesn't Rav Matna believe Mixa De Yom Kikulo? And if Mixa De Yom Kikulo, then when you got to the morning of the 30th day, you were done. And because of that, you should be able to finish your Nizirut and not have to be Soter and start it over. So there are two approaches to deal with this. The Mefaresh over here says that the Tanakhama over here, we're going to see Rabbi Elazar argues on him, believes that we don't use the principle of Mixat Yom Kikulo. He doesn't subscribe to Mixat Yom Kikulo. And therefore it works well for Rav Matna because if you don't say Mixat Yom Kikulo, you got to keep full 30 days. And if you come to man the 30th day, then you have to start over. This one position here in the Mishnah, it's not the whole Mishnah, but this part of the Mishnah, this Tanakhama argues and Rabbi Elazar doesn't hold of that Mixat Yom Kikulo. The Tosafot and the Rosh say that we do hold the Mixat Yom Kikulo like we did throughout the Mishnah. So then why isn't it over? The way that Tosafot expresses it is that Mixat Yom Kikulo applies for Tiglachat and for Korbanot. It gives you the right, you're cutting your hair, or gives you the right to bring your Korbanot. But until you do so, your Nizirut is still in effect. And this is what we've been saying all along, that the way that Mixat Yom Kikulo works in this Gemara is that we don't view it as Mixat Yom and it's Kikulo as if the day's over. No, Mixat Yom Kikulo means that if you so choose to invoke or to utilize that principle, then we allow you to get out of your Nizirut a little earlier. But if you don't invoke it, it doesn't mean automatically that the Mixat Yom makes it as if you finished the day. And that we see here as well, because even though you've entered into a portion of the day, you have a right to bring your korbanot. You have a right to do tiglachat because Mixat Yom Kikulo. But if you don't invoke that principle, it's not automatic that Mixat Yom is Kikulo, and it's as if your day ended. No, Mixat Yom Kikulo means we look at it as if you can invoke the principle if you so choose, but otherwise make the day a Nizirut. And if you didn't invoke the principle, if you didn't take advantage of it, then that day remains a day of your Nizirut. And therefore, if you come to May in that Nizirut, you got to start over again. So again, this Mixat Yom Kikulo is different than what we were mentioning before, because over here, we don't look at it as if Mixat Yom Kikulo, the whole day is done. And what's afterwards, there's no Nizirut. Your Nizirut is done. So if you came to May, then you're done after your Nizirut. That's not the case. You didn't invoke it. You didn't bring your korbanot. You didn't do your tiglachat. You're still in your Nizirut until you exercise that right. If you don't exercise that right, we're not going to say Mixat Yom Kikulo. And therefore, the kulo, the day remains in place as if it is a full-fledged day of your Nizirut. Elo lebar podo kasho. For bar podo, this is problematic because you see here, according to bar podo, why, if you became tamei on the 30th day, should that be okay in Nizirut? You finished at day 29. If you finished at day 29, and now, what are you going to say? Well, bar podo already told us that when you have 29 days is the ikar dimidoraita, where the Rabbanon imposed an additional day in which you have to keep to day 31. Over here, the Rishonim point out that we would not here invoke the principle de Rabbanan in order to keep you the extra day because of the Tumah. Because what happens now is, in order to keep this institution, the Rabbanan, for one extra day, we're going to force you to keep another Nizirut for an additional 30 days. The risk of you violating that second Nizirut are very high, and therefore it's not worth the putting the extra day in Midr Rabbanan and forcing you to stay out an extra 30 days Midr Rabbanan, because, again, we can say that this, Yatzah Scharo Behefseido, that the benefit that you get by extending the extra day and having it rounded out to 30 days so people don't make mistakes is going to be lost in the fact now that you force this guy to keep another Nizirut, and the likelihood that he will violate or just give up and say, I can't deal with this. So therefore, the Chachamim are not going to uphold their Takana in a place where it's going to make the Nizirut 60 days instead of 31 days. Instead of being 30 days, it's now going to be 60 days. There, they're not going to uphold their Takana. And so therefore, over here, the question on Bar Pado is, why, when he gets Tamei on day 30, is that considered to be part of his Nizirut? He says, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Enu Suter L'Shiva. What are you talking about? I have Rabbi Eliezer, the next line in the Mishnah, who says that it only undermines 7 days. Now, why does it undermine 7 days? Here the Mifaresh brings two reasons why it undermines 7 days. One possibility, and this is the way the other Rishonim believe, is that he has to become Tahor. Now, why does he have to become Tahor? Because he has to bring his Korbanot as a Nazir. To finish off his Nazirut, he has to bring his Korbanot. Now, normally, a person can send their Korbanot to the Mikdash when they're Tamei and have the Korbanot brought on their behalf. The problem is that a Nazir has an active role with his Korbanot, which is that there's a tnufa, there's a wave offering that is done on the kapei nazir, on the hands of the nazir. And since he has to be actively involved in the bringing of the korbanot, he can't send them as a tamei because he can't engage with the korbanot. Therefore, he has to wait until he's tahor and then bring his korbanot. So it's a technicality. Rabbi Lezer says, wait 7 days because you need to become tahor from your tumah. Once you're tahor from your tumah, then go ahead and bring your korbanot like you were supposed to bring. On the other hand, he brings a different reason why you would have to wait the 7 days. He says that, Ubedinu, Deinazarich Listormein Kum, Sharei Avru Alav Chatet Yom Batara, El Mishum, Dahashta Nitgaleach Ala Tuma. Over here, he has to shave his head because of the Tuma. Vikimul Rabbanan, Dein Seyar Mitgadel, Kadela Kofed Rosho, Sleb, Betsari Kurosho, Zebe Pachot Mizayin Yamim. It takes 7 days for one's hair to grow back to the point that it's considered to be hair. Gemara in other places tells us that in terms of a hair, be considered a hair, so that you're in violation, whether it's using a tar, whether it's taking off areas of the hair where you're not allowed to take it off, the hair has to be long enough that you can twist its head back to its root. So that has to be the length of hair. If it's less than that, though, even though there might be an Issur D'oraita, you haven't reached the Shi'ur where you're going to be Chayav for a certain Issurim D'oraita. So what the Mifaresh says over here is the reason that Rabbi Lezer says you have to wait 7 days is because in the process of Tumah, you have to shave your head off, and now you have no hair. But for your end of your Nizirut, the rule is that you have to shave your hair, Tiglachat. Tiglachat needs hair in order to shave. What's the minimum amount of time you have to wait till you're classified as having hair? 7 days. Chamim have a Mesorah that in 7 days, your hair grows back long enough that you can take the head of the hair and touch it back to the root. So in order to get your hair back to the length where it will be subject to tiglachat, you need 7 days. So that's the other reason brought by the Mifresh as to why over here you require 7 days is because you need 7 days to come back, which is somewhat problematic because it's not clear here why the Nazir has to shave his head because of the Tumah. That's not so clear over here where that comes from or why he's shaving his head for the Tumah. And that's probably why the other Rishonim rejected this view of the Mifresh and went with the view that it's just for him becoming Tahor from his Tumah. Now, the question you have to ask on Bar Pada now is, why does Bar Pada subscribe to Rabbi Lezer's position if the Chachamim argue? Why would he take up the position of a Yachid if the Chachamim argue? So what the Balei Tosafot explain over here, and the Rosh explains it as well, is that Bar Pada believes that the Chachamim and Rabbi Lezer agree that 29 days is the din of Nizirut. Their argument is about whether that day 30 that the Chachamim instituted, whether we uphold that day and force you to keep the extra 30 days or not. And that fundamentally the Chachamim agree with Rabbi Eliezer that it's 29 days. So then why did the Chachamim make you do another 30 day round when you become Tamei on day 30? Because the institution, the Chachamim, that said that we don't want you to keep 30 days, even though 29 is the real Nizibu, we want to keep you 30 days. You violate that 30 day, Midr Rabbanan, you're going to have to keep another 30 days. And that's what Tosafot says. And according to Bar Pada, the Chachamim's requirement of that extra 30 days is only a Din Der Rabbanan. Rabbi Elazar upholds the din d'oraita and just says, 29 days, you're done. We're not going to force you to keep another 30 days, midi Rabbanan. Rabbanan said, no, there is this institution, Rabbanan, we're going to make you keep the extra 30 days, midi Rabbanan. So that's how Bar Poda is going to learn this part of the Mishnah. Everybody agrees, 29 days, you're out and done. So Rabbi Elazar says, that's why you only have to wait 7 days, and then you're finished up. On the other hand, for the Chachamim, technically you're done. But midi Rabbanan, you needed another day, and since you became Tamei during that day, we make you now keep an extra 30 days, midi Rabbanan, and that's the explanation of the Mishnah according to him. The Gemara says, now, Isakadatcha Shloshim Beinan Nistar Kulu. The reason this is support for Bar Poda is because if Rabbi Elazar believed that you need 30 days fully, then why don't you lose your whole Nizirut when you become Tamei on day 30? That's why it's a proof to Bar Poda. My answer is, because Savar, Rabbi Elazar makes it to Yom Kukulo. The answer that Rabbi Matan is going to give is, Rabbi Elazar subscribes to the position of Mitzvah Tayom Kikulo. Now, back to the way that we explained it before. If Rabbi Elazar holds that Mitzvah Tayom Kikulo, and the way that Bar Matan is going to learn is that the Chachamim believe you need 30 full days, so too, Rabbi Elazar must believe that you need 30 full days. What's their argument about? Mitzvah Tayom Kikulo. So the way the Mefarish explained the Machloket is that Rabbi Elazar believes we invoke Mitzvah Tayom Kikulo, and therefore you're done, and you don't have to count again. There's no Stirat HaNizirut. And that's why you only wait 7 days. This is Mitzvah Tayom Kikulo that we talked about before, Lachatchila, which says once you go through part of the day, day is over. And even if you become Temei later in the day, Mitzvah Tayom Kikulo is as if you finish off the day entirely, and Rabbi Elazar says nothing to do. The Chachamim, what do they believe? So we said before, either the Mefarash says they argue on Rabbi Lezer's position, and they don't believe in Mitzvah Tayom Kikulo. And that's why they require a full 30 days. Or, according to the Bali Tosfot and the Rosh, they agree with Rabbi Lezer that Mitzvah Tayom Kikulo, but they believe that Mitzvah Tayom Kikulo only comes into play when you brought your Korbanot and you did your Tiglachat. Before that, we don't invoke Mitzvah Tayom Kikulo. And that would make the machlok between the Chachamim and Rabbi Elazar, according to Rabbi Matan, about this principle of Mitzvah Tayom Kikulo. How does it work? Now, you could just make it a technical thing and say, well, Mitzvah Tayom Kikulo only applies for Tiglachat and Korbanot, according to the Chachamim. And according to Rabbi Elazar, it also applies to Tumah. But you could see the machloket as being much more fundamental as to Mitzvah Tayom Kikulo. How does it work? According to Rabbi Elazar, you come into that day 30th, Mitzvah Tayom Kikulo, you're done with the day. You're done. Your Nizirut is over. Mitzvah Tayom Kikulo. It's as if you did the cold day. It's as if you did the whole thing. Doing anything after that point in time is excessive. You don't need to keep your Nizirut. Therefore, if you come to May after that point in time, it doesn't affect you. Your Nizirut is over. I mean, obviously, you have to bring your Korbanot and you have to do your Tiglacha to stop the Nehige, the Minhage Nizirut that you have to keep. Because if they don't stop until you bring your Korbanot. But technically, your Nizirut is over. If you become Tamei at that point in time, it doesn't affect you. On the other hand, the Chachamim believe that Mitzvah Yom Kikulo is a principle that you can invoke to get out. But until you use it, the Kulo, the day remains intact. And this is a day of your Nizirut. And therefore, if you become Tamei during that day, it ruins your Nizirut. And that would be the fundamental machlok between them is, how does Mitzvah Yom Kikulo work in this instance? So now the Gemara continues. Tadan. Again, the Mishnah. Hareini Nazir Mea Yom. Again, on Ted Zion, again, a continuation of the Mishnah. A person takes a Nizirut, there's going to be a Nazir for 100 days. Nitma Yomea Soter Et Hakol. If he comes to Mea on the 100th day, he ruins the whole thing. Rabbi Elazar Meir, Inu Soter L'Shloshim Yom. It only ruins 30 days. Now, this part of the Mishnah is problematic both for Bar Poda and for Rabbi Matno. Let's see why. If Rabbi Elazar really believes Mitzvah Tayom Kikulo, Nistor Shiva, then why does he have to do another 30 days over here? It should be the same din as he brought here previously in the Mishnah, which is, if on the last day of your Nizirut, you become Tamei, then Mitzvah Tayom Kikulo, and you're done. If you're done, then you only have to wait the 7 days, whether it's because of the Tumah or to grow your hair back, you should only have to wait 7 days. Why are you waiting 30 days over here? Now, according to the Chachamim, who do not invoke Mitzvah Yom Kikulo, I understand why, when you come to me on the 100th day, you have to start over. Your whole Nizirut begins again. But for Rav Matan's explanation that Rabbi Elazar holds a Mitzvah Yom Kikulo, that's not happening over here. Mitzvah Yom Kikulo, he'd be done with his 100 days, and then he would just do 7 days and be done. What's this 30 days doing here? Velo Savar Mitzvah Yom Kikulo. If you hold like Bar Poda, that Rabbi Elazar does not subscribe to Mitzvah Yom Kikulo, and therefore he only requires 29 days and not 30 days, Listor Kulo. Then you're still within your Neder Nizirut over here, and it should undermine the whole thing. Because according to Bar Podo, when you have a Stam Nizirut is 29 days. And that's why on day 30th you can shave and bring your korbanot. But Bar Podo agrees, if you specify the number of days in your Neder Nizirut, you have to keep all of those days. He doesn't have the principle of Mitzvah Yom Kukulo. So if you say, I'm taking a Neder Nizirut for 30 days, you got to keep 30 full days. Now there's some that say that you have to say Shlemim in order for that to work, but assuming that when you say Shloshim Yom, that means full 30 days, then Bar Podo says you've got to finish the 30th day. He doesn't have Mitzvah Yom Kukulo. Over here, 100 days. If you took a Neder Nizirut for 100 days, you got to finish your 100th day before your Nizirut is over. So then why does Rabbi Elazar allow you to just get away with 30 days? He should say, Soteret HaKol. You didn't finish your 100th day. And according to Bar Podo, there is no such thing as Mitzvah Yom Kukulo. So this presents a problem both for Rav Matna's explanation and for Bar Podo's explanation. So how are we going to deal with it? It says, Amar Reish Lakish, Hainu Taimo de Rabbi Eliezer. Here is the reasoning behind Rabbi Eliezer's position. Amar Kra, Pasuk says, Zo Torata Nazir, B'yom Melot Yemei Nizro. This is the process for a Nazir on the day that he completes his Nizirut. Torah Amra, Nitma B'yom Melot, Tein Lo Torat Nazir. He darshens from here that if something happens on your completion day, then you have to do a Torat Nazir. You have to now do something that is the Torah of a Nazir. What's the Torah of a Nazir? What's Stam Nizirut? Stam Nizirut is 30 days. Again, for Bar Podo, it's 29 days plus the extra day. For the Chachamim, that it's 30 days. So what Rabbi Lezer's din is, and this is an answer for Bar Podo. According to Bar Podo, Rabbi Lezer believes fundamentally there are only 29 days in Nizirut. Therefore, in a regular Nizirut, if on day 30th you became Tamei, no problem. It only get rid of your tuma and you're finished with your Nizirut because you finish your Neder Nizirut after the 29 days. 100 days, Bar Podo agrees, when you have as stated 100 days, you got to finish the full 100 days. Then why, when you became Tamei on the 100th day, do you only keep 30 days? It should be Soteret HaKol. The answer is that Rabbi Lezer subscribes to this Gzeret HaKatuv. There's a Gzeret HaKatuv that if you become Tamei on the last day of your Nizirut, then you only have to keep Torat Nazir. You only have to keep not a full Nizirut again or whatever. You don't lose the whole 100 and start again. You just have to keep a 30-day Nizirut, a Torat Nazir. A Stam Nizirut has to be kept afterwards. And that's why he says that you have 30 days. But that means here, by the way, that the Gemara only answered according to Bar Podo. The Gemara never answered for Rav Matna. How does Rav Matna explain Rabbi Elazar's position? Because Rabbi Lezer holds Mitzvah Yom Kukulo, that means on day 100, it should also have been Mitzvah Yom Kukulo, and then therefore you shouldn't have to keep 30 days, you should just have to keep 7 days, and you're done. So what do you do for Rav Matna in this case? The Rosh says over here, L'chora itotov Rav Matna. From here it seems like Rav Matna is left without an explanation. D'lo mishani tamuda l'alav libe d'bar podo. The Gemara only answers according to Bar Podo and not according to Rav Matna, which seems to say that the Gemara is favoring the position of Bar Podo, and Rav Matna has no answer. He's left in a bind, a tiyufta. It's a question that really undermines his position. The Balei HaTosafot are unwilling to accept that, and therefore they come in defense of Rav Matna and say that this will work even according to Rav Matna. The way that Tosafot explains it is, B'tzarech l'dchov v'lomar, De'ata ari b'shamar harini nazir meyo yom shlemim. That this case of the nether of the 100 days is a case where he specifies he wants to keep 100 full days. De'hashol lekel ha'meimar mixat ha'yom kukulo. Because then you can't invoke the principle of mixat ha'yom kukulo. So what's true for Bar Podo in general is true for Rav Matna when you specify. If you say I'm going to keep 100 full days, then you got to keep 100 full days. And mixat ha'yom kukulo doesn't apply because Mitzvah Yom Kukulo is being overridden by the fact that you said, I'm going to keep Shleimim, full days. And again, that's evidence of the fact that Mitzvah Yom Kukulo, we don't view it as if you kept the whole day. It's just a heter to get out. And since we don't view it as if you kept the whole day, then when you need Shleimim, you need full days. And that's why when something happened on day 100, you have to now keep an additional 30 days. But then according to Rav Matna, that should undermine the whole Nizirut, and you have to start again. No, because of Reish Lakish. The limit of Reish Lakish teaches you, even according to Rav Matna, that when you're Oker on the last day of your Nizirut, you need 30 days. But then, you have to ask the question, why then, in the case of the Mishnah, where Rabbi Elazar says on the 30th day you became Tamei, why over there does he allow to use Mitzvah Tayom? Kikulo. If you said Shleimim over here, then Shloshim Shleimim should also require you to go the full 30 days. And why does Rabbi Elazar over there say you only have to wait 7 days and not 30 days? So Tosfot says here, "V'im tomar bereish nami kinit ma biyom lamed l'Rebbe Lezer amai inu suter lazayin yistor kol shloshim." Should require you to do all 30 days. Shari nit ma biyom lot v'yesh lamar de mashmut to kra mashma the ayribim mifareish nizirut v'lo b'stam nazir. That Gzeirat HaKatuv of Reish Lakish only applies when Yom Melot, Yemein Yisrael. When you're finishing up days of Nizirut. Days of Nizirut sound like you specify the days of Nizirut. And therefore, that principle of Reish Lakish, that the Yom, if you come to man Yom Melot, then you have to keep an additional 30 days, is only true when you specify the days. When you take a net of Nizirut, that includes the days enumerated specifically. But if you take a Stam Nizirut, that Gzeirat HaKatuv Reish Lakish will not apply for Rav Matna. So again, Tosfot trying to squeeze and get Rav Matna an answer has to be dochak and say, number one, that the case by the 100 days is Shleimim, and by the 30 days he didn't say Shleimim. Or even if you say by the 100 days he didn't say Shleimim, but when you take a Net Zirut and Yom Melot, there's this Gzeirat HaKatuv, you have to keep 30 days. He says the Gzeirat HaKatuv only applies to days, when you enumerate the specific days, not the Stam Nizirut. So one of those two answers Tosafot gives, both of which are difficult answers in order to help Rav Matna's position and how he deals with Rabbi Elezer's position over here. The other question you have to ask is according to Bar Pado. According to Bar Pado, who says that Rabbi Elezer believes that if something happens on Yom Melot, then you have to keep 30 days afterwards. Bim Tomar, the Bar Pado, the Rabbi Elezer, Kidin Ma Yom Lamed, Amayinu Sotera Lazayin, Nistor Shloshim, Kedereish Lakish. Why doesn't it then undermine 30 days and not 7 days? Yesh Lamar, Tahatam Achar Melot Havo, the Bar Podo. Because according to Bar Podo, the 30th day is after you finish. Shrei Stam Nizirut, Avi Kaftet, the Bar Podo. So that what he says is there's a difference. In the first case, where it's a Stam Nizirut, that's 29 days. The extra day, Midarabanan, we don't worry about. But that means when he comes to Bay on day 30th, even though he's still a Nazir, because he hasn't brought his Korbanot yet, and he hasn't done his Tiglachat, that's considered to be the day after you finished your Nazir. It's not the day of finishing your Nazir, it's the day after. In that case, the Gzeirat HaKatuv does not apply. But in the 100 days, where you specify you're going to keep a Net Nizirut for 100 days, according to Bar Pada, the 100th day is the last day of your Nizirut, and that's Yom Melot. If it's Yom Melot, then you have to extend it for 30 days. So that'll be the explanation of the Gemara according to Bar Pada, and then according to Rav Matna, either we leave in Bitiyufta, or you use one of the two answers brought by the Balei Tosafot to try to explain Rav Matna's position in a difficult way, either saying that he said Shleimim by the 100 days, and he didn't say it by the 30 days, for the Stam Nizirut, or that the 100 days is subject to the Gzeirat HaKatuv, whereas a Stam Nizirut is not subject to the Gzeirat HaKatuv. Alright, now the Gemara says, Lema Kitanae. Let us say this machlok between Rav Matna and Bar Pado is actually a machlok Kitanaim. Ad melot hayamim. Until he completes the days of his Nizirut. Shuma'ani mi'ut yamim shnaim. Days, the minimum or the least chidush in days means 2 days. That would imply that a Stam Nizirut would last for 2 days. Tamalomar kadosh iye gadel pera. That he is kadosh and he has to grow out his hair. Ein gidul seyar pachot mishloshim. That growing out one's hair is not less than 30 days. Divrei Rabbi Hoshaya. So Rabbi Hoshaya tells you, you know how you know that the net in Nizirut is 30 days? Either because it says kadosh iye gadel pera, and the word iye gematria is 30, and that tells you how long the gadel pera is, or kadosh iye gadel pera means that stam, the growing out of your hair, is 30 days. But in either way, the stam nizirut is 30 days because you learn it out from the growth of the hair, whether it's from the word iye or from growing out your hair, it's 30 days. Rabbi Yonatan amar eino tzarich, you don't need this limud. Hari omer ad melot hayamim, until you finish out the days. What are days that require you to fill out? Those are 30 days. What he is suggesting over here, and the Gemara will make it clearer later on, which is that where is there a period of time in which the interval is not clear, and sometimes you could be filling in the day, and sometimes you're not filling in the day. That is by a chodesh. A chodesh, because the lunar month is 29 and a half days, therefore, it's not clear whether the lunar month should be 29 days or 30th days. So what's ad melot hayamim? Ad melot hayamim means use a period or interval of time that sometimes is chaser and sometimes is male. What is that interval? 1 month, a chodesh, or 29 days. And therefore, what the Gemara now is suggesting is, My love, Rav Matna Damar Rav Hoshaya. Rav Matna subscribes to Rav Hoshaya's position. Now, if he says it comes out of the word Iyeh, then literally they have the same position, which is Iyeh teaches you 30 days, both for Stam Nezirut. Or, if you say that Rav Hoshaya believes it comes out of the growth of your hair, that the minimum growth of hair is 30 days, then again, they have the same position that Nezirut, Stam Nezirut is 30 days. Bar Paldo Damar Rav Yonatan. And Prabhupada subscribes to Rabbi Yonatan, who suggests that Chodesh is the amount of time, because it's at Malot Yamim, and Chodesh could be 29 days. That means the possibility that Stam Nezirut is 29 days. So Amar Lecha Rav Matna, Kuli Amar Shloshim Be'inan. So Rav Matna says, no, everybody believes you need 30 days. B'hocha, their argument is, Ba'ad Ba'ad Bichlao Plige. Do you include the day or you do not include the day? Rav Hoshaya Savar Ad V'lo Ad Bichlal. He agrees that Ad Malot Yamim means it's talking about a month. And when you talk about a month is 30 days by Malot. But it's Ad V'lo Ad Bichlal. So when you say 30 days, it means 29 full days. On the 30th day, then you're done. So then how do I know 30 days? He brings in the Pasuk of Kadosh Yeh Gadol Pera to show you that it's 30 days and not 29 days. Rav Yonatan Savar Ad V'ad Bichlal. It's based on the Chodesh. And it includes the full 30 days. It includes that 30th day, so they both believe it's 30 days. On the other hand, as the Balei HaTosafot will point out, Ulubar Pado Tzarich Lamar Tanayehi. Our brother doesn't have a way to solve this, and he will have to claim that it's a Machloket Tanaim. Rav Hoshaya believes it's 30 days, and he doesn't subscribe to Rav Hoshaya. And he holds, like Rabbi Yonatan or Rabbi, depends on the Gersa that you have in the Gemara over here, he'll subscribe to Rabbi or Rabbi Yonatan's position that Melot HaYamim is just talking about a month. And what's a month? A month is 29 days. Now, sometimes it's 30. It's a series of days that sometimes get filled in with an extra day. What's that? That's 29 days. That's something that times gets filled in by a 30th day. But that means Stam Nezirut is 29 days, and he will subscribe to that position. Now the Gemara questions this. Amar Mar, Yu Eloi Yamim Shetzurchim Lamalot, HaYomer Shloshim. What is an interval in time where that interval sometimes is chaser, sometimes is malay? We said that's a month, sometimes 20, sometimes 30 days. Vema Shabbat. Why don't you say that it's a week? And Shabbat is filling in. Meaning that you have 6 days of chol, and then the seventh day is Shabbat. And that's Melot HaYamim. Melot HaYamim is when you finish out a cycle of time. It says, Shabbat Ika Chesiruta. There, by Shabbat, first of all, it never changes. It's always 7 day cycles. There's no difference there. Or the other way to say it is that Shabbat is not filling in for something that's sometimes not there. It's always there, Shabbat. And therefore, there's no meaning to Melot HaYamim in that sense. Vema Shana. Why don't we say it's a year? Mi manina and liyome. When it comes to a year, we don't count by days. You count by months. Ba rabbonin de kizari amre. The rabbonin can say, minayin sheimonim yamim lishanim. How do we know that the discrete parts of a year are months and not days? Shneamar luchodshei hashana. To the months of the year. Chodoshim michashvim lishanim velo yamim lishanim. You count months towards the years and not days. The nafkamina for this is that when you make it a leap year, like in this upcoming year, where you're going to have a leap year, we don't just add in the deficit of days that are missing between the lunar and the solar year. We have to wait until you've accumulated enough days to put in a full month in the calendar, because the discrete components of years are months. The discrete components of months are days. So therefore, when you want to come to a day, month, and you want to change the duration of a month, you have to add in a day or subtract a day. There's no such thing as a half a day. By the way, that's why the easiest way to deal with the lunar months, maybe you have 29 and a half days, 29 and a half days. Why don't we do that? Because the discrete components of a month are days. So either you have 29 or you have 30. Those are your choices. So that's Melot HaYamim. By a shana, by a year, the component parts of the year are months and not days. And therefore, you have a choice. It's either a 12-month year or it's a 13-month year. You can't have it be 12 and a half months. You can't have days fill in for it. Now, the truth is that by the lunar year, and the Rosh hints at this somewhat, that a lunar year can be 353 days, 354 days, or 355 days in the Jewish calendar. And that's because the way that our calendar is set up, which is that Cheshvan and Kislev can be 29 or 30 days. In a normal year, it would be Tishrei is Malay, Cheshvan is Chaser, and then Kislev is Malay, that we do alternating in months, where one is Chaser, one is Malay. In that case, it'll be a 354 day year. In a year where they need to adjust the calendar, they can make both months chaserim, that means both Cheshvan and Kislev chaserim, and you have 353 days, or you can make both months Malayim, which will make it 355 days. So now, that would make it that there actually are days that affect a year. A year, as you could call it a Malay year or a Chaser year, because sometimes it has 353, sometimes it has 354, sometimes 355. So that's a possibility. Bavi Matzi Lishnuye, he says, the Gemara can answer here, Tafasta Meruba Lo Tafaska. Right, that you take the least Chiddush. The least Chiddush is talking about a month, rather than talking about a year. On the other hand, the way that the Gemara answers is, no, that years are counted by months and not by days. And what the Gemara essentially is answering is that when you adjust the year, you only adjust it by months. These things where we adjust the months by days in order to move the length of the year is not because we're trying to adjust the year. Over there, we're trying to adjust when the holidays fall out. I mean that the Chachamim have certain principles by which, lo bodu Pesach, lo adu Rosh, that we have principles when we don't want things to fall out. So we use those days to adjust the calendar so they don't fall out in that manner. That's not an adjustment to the year. It's not adjusting the duration of the year to make up for the deficit between the lunar and the solar calendar. That's not why we make those adjustments. Those adjustments are not adjustments to change the length of the year. Those are adjustments to change when the holidays fall out. Adjustments to the length of the year are only done in monthly increments. And therefore you have either another bet or you don't have another bet. That's the only way that we make an adjustment to the length or the duration of the year. Okay, we're going to stop here by the Mishnah on the top of Zion, Amud Aleph.